Easter is here again. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Easter is a celebration that God, or what should I say, God, that actually refers to the resurrection of Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate the resurrection of Christ Jesus. And let us see today how this applies to our life. Because you cannot come out every Easter, every year, 70 times in your lifetime, to come and clap and eat food and hug each other and say it's Easter. It's much deeper than that. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to be very, very vigilant, because like we know the days are evil, let us redeem time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just remember, I thought of it carefully when I first met my wife. That was about over 20 years ago. Praise God. And I remember when I met her sister and the family, and you know, it's like yesterday. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And time goes on and on and on like that. You have to find a purpose in life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We have to be rooted in something that will catapult us into true life. And we have the opportunity today, because the word says, while it is today, if you hear the voice, harden not your heart. Amen.
Amen.
If you hear the voice today, not tomorrow, harden not your heart. Believe in the voice. Unite with the voice. Align with the voice. And let the voice lead you into your glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important we understand it. Some of the things we're going to share today are things that we know. But you know, as men, we forget very easily. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, as men, we forget very easily. I forget. I don't know of you. Amen.
Amen.
You know, you could have a good sermon here today, and when you leave here and go outside and something happens, amen, it can just take a second for you to explode if you are not rooted in the spirit. Do you know that? You can go out of here today. Have you heard of people who fight after service? Eh?
Yeah.
I heard they do that in some churches. Amen. Thank God this is not that kind of place. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You can just live here and forget. That's why the Bible says that we should meditate on these words day and night. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Meditate on them. Remember them day and night.
Amen.
Praise God. And we should, you know, we should bind them as a sign on our hands. We should write them on our doorposts. Amen. And we should always discuss these things on the road, anywhere we are, always meditating on the word of God. Because it's very easy to forget. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, watch and
pray.
Praise God. You know, it's something that is continuous. When you are watchful, you are alert, in a state of alertness. The watchman watches in the night. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And it's always alert. Praise God. And you are alert and watching out about the things of the spirit. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because it's very easy to be lured away. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you know, when you fall, the devil will make sure he gets you where he wants you. And before you come out, at times, you know, he could meet some spiritual might. You know, it took me some many years before I could come back to God. Amen.
Amen.
Have you heard of a knockout punch that will make you faint in the ring? You go in coma for years. Spiritual coma. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we have to be meditate on these things day and night. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we have what they call the Passover, the Lord's Passover. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It was instituted in the days of Moses. And this is a symbolic act that God, praise God,
hallelujah,
that God instituted for every man to be remembered forever. When I say symbolic, symbolic because it had a deeper meaning that the Israelites did not understand at that point in time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And what happened? The Lord told them that they should put aside a lamb, that is the Israelites, should put aside a lamb without what?
Blemish.
Without blemish. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A lamb without
blemish.
Amen. A lamb without what?
Blemish.
Without blemish. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And also, this lamb was to be killed in the evening. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Also, the Bible says that they should take the blood of the lamb and paste it on what?
On the
doorpost. Praise God. That's the second command. And the third commandment was what? That they should eat the lamb roasted at night. Praise God. Late at night, they should eat the lamb, the roasted lamb. And while they eat the lamb, the Lord commanded that they should put on shoes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They should get their loins. That means they should be in a position ready to leave the house at night. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said that at midnight, He's going to send the angel of death to pass over the land and to smite what? The firstborn of anyone that did not have the blood of the lamb upon their doorpost. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And God said that this is something that they shall do for generations, forever. He called it the Lord's what?
Passover.
The Lord's
Passover.
Do you know why it's called the Lord's Passover? Amen.
Amen.
Because God is passing you from death to what?
Life.
To life. He's passing you over from the kingdom of darkness
to the light of light.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's passing you over from the kingdom of man
to
the kingdom of the Lord. From the flesh to the spirit. He's passing you over from death to life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And God gives us a clue here when Jesus appears and John sees Jesus and John says, wow, look at the lamp of the world. Amen.
Amen.
The lamp of God that takes away the sins of the world. Praise God. You can see there that God had already interpreted the vision. God had already interpreted the parable. God had already interpreted the proverb when Jesus appeared on the scene and he says, this is the true lamb that takes away the sins of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Today, what do we do to be qualified to be partakers of life? What is the principal thing that you do to be partakers of life is to accept the blood of Jesus, of the Lamb. Praise God. Accept the sacrifice of the Lord, which says that you are justified. Amen.
Amen.
Accept the sacrifice of the Lord, which says that you have been cleansed from all unrighteousness. That the Lord has forgiven you your trespasses. Hallelujah. And the Lord has reconciled you unto himself. Amen.
Amen.
That is of just receive it without even thinking further. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. That was the first condition that the Lord gave to the children of Israel.
Amen.
It did not matter who was in the house. Amen.
Amen.
It did not matter who was in the house. What matters was simply the blood of the Lamb. See, God was not interested in their conduct. Amen. God was not interested whether you had a prostitute in the house, whether you had a homosexual in the house. Amen. God was simply interested in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. So you can see that this is a very simple step for every man today who will accept the sacrifice of God. I say accept the sacrifice of God because the Lamb died for every man upon the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Christ died for what? Every single soul, whether Muslim, whether Christian, whether Buddha, whether, you know, even the ones that are out there that don't believe in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But what makes the difference is your ability to recognize it. Praise God. It's just like having a treasure and you do not know you have the treasure. It's just like having bank account, some money in your bank account, and you are there crying that you are broke, not knowing that you have millions there for you. You know, I've heard of cases of people who did not know that they had an inheritance waiting for them. See, the banks were waiting for them to come and collect the inheritance. And they discovered maybe towards the end of their life that this thing was there, all away, and they were millionaires. And these people were living in poverty. They did not know. Because the banks did not know how to contact them. They didn't know their whereabouts. So this thing was lying in wait for them. That is how it is. The blood of Jesus is God that has justified all men, but it just depends on you how you receive it. By faith. Praise God. And you know, normally the mode out there is that you receive the blood of the Lamb and that is the end of it. But you see, there's another part. It says you must what? Eat the Lamb. You must eat the Lamb. Praise God. Not just apply the blood, but eat the Lamb. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eat the Lamb before you pass over. Now, what does it mean to eat the Lamb? Because these are things that go hand in hand, brethren. Amen. It's not just enough to receive the message of being born again. Amen.
Amen.
It's not just enough for receiving the message of being born again. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's not enough for just saying, I'm going to church, I'm born again, and that's where it ends. It says you must eat the Lamb. Praise God. You must eat the Lamb of, you know, this Lamb of God before you can be qualified to cross over. And what does this mean? Let's put it on the book of John. Are we there? John chapter 6. Verse 53. I forgot to add that God told them also to eat bread without leaven. Unleavened bread with the Lamb, praise God, with bitter herbs. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will what?
Raise
him up on the last day. For my flesh is in meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. Praise God. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If you go further, Jesus Christ says that my words are spirit and they are life. And when Jesus Christ said this, you know what happened? The multitudes left him. Praise God. There were thousands. Amen. There were hundreds, thousands that were there with Jesus. And what they were waiting for was bread to fill their stomachs, their hunger. And when Jesus Christ gave these words, they discovered that this was not the man that they thought he was. And from that moment, the Bible says, from that moment, they stopped following him. Praise God. They left him. The multitude what?
Left him.
Why? Because he had declared to them that what the Father was giving them was something spiritual. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. That is the flesh of the Lamb. Praise God. That is that same Passover thing we just read about. Eat my flesh and drink my blood. Otherwise, you have no life in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And when they heard this, the multitudes went backwards. But Jesus Christ says what? If you eat this bread, this flesh, which is the bread of life, and drink my blood, I will raise you up on the last day. Praise God. The last day, like we know, is not something in the future. Martha asked, told Jesus, I believe in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. That is, the last day is not something that you think. It's not the last 24 hours. It is now for those of you who can awake to truth. If you eat this bread and drink my blood, you will never die. I will raise you up on the last day. How many of us know that as men, we have all died? If you do not know yourself in truth, the way you are known of God from the beginning, you are dead in your sins and trespasses. And that is why you are suffering what you are suffering. Every curse upon mankind, every tribulation, every pain, every sorrow is because man has died spiritually from the reality of who he is. God said, in the day you eat of that fruit, you shall surely die. And of course, Adam went on to live for many years. In fact, Adam lived for hundreds of years after eating the fruit. But you can have your physical body on the earth and be walking around and making all the money and making all the fame and, you know, doing all the good, wonderful things that men do and still be dead. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But today we have the chance. Every man has the chance to live. Every man who can contact this message, any man who can get a revelation of the Passover can live. And you can do this first of all by recognizing your justification. You are justified by the blood of the Lamb. And you can do this by fellowshipping, eating of the flesh of the Lamb, which speaks about communion with the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lamb is a spirit. The Lamb represents Christ, the innocent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It represents the creature of God. Praise God. And he said that when you eat this bread, when you eat this flesh and drink this blood, what happens is that it raises you up in him. So that you know that you are in him as he is in
you.
That means your whole being is enveloped in Christ, in God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the raising up. He's raising you up out of the miry clay. He's raising you up out of the realm of the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can stand in your place in glory. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He shall raise you up into life. And you know that life is what they call eternal life. The life of God. incorruptible life.
Hallelujah.
A life that never ends. It's all here today for every man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was speaking to our little brother there from Nigeria, and he told me the thing that men fear most is death. Death. Praise God. You know the flight I came back with, when we landed some days ago at Bergamo Airport, a very smooth flight, and everyone in the plane was clapping. The old people were clapping in the plane. And normally in the past, nobody would clap for such things. Because they remember the incident that happened some days ago when a pilot, you know, deliberately crashed the plane. So everybody, as they were in that flight, you could see everybody were probably asking God, have mercy. Everybody became a pastor in that flight. Hallelujah. But when they land, God will see you next time. Hallelujah. So they all clapped. They were all clapping. Hey, I said, these people. So you like life. Amen. So the fear of death is what is taking a hold of all men. Nobody wants to die. People think that this is their life. And they are so convinced that this, after this body, there is nothing else. Praise God. But Jesus Christ went further and said that the flesh profited. It has got no profit. That's why he let it go. He let down his life. He said, but I will take it up again. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He came to abolish this thing they call death. I am the resurrection and life. Anyone that believes in me, though he live it, though he's dead, he shall live. Hallelujah. And if he believes in me while he lives, he shall never die. Some of you standing here will not taste of death until they have seen me, the living one, coming. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Passover is a symbol of the passing away from death into life. It is the resurrection of the dead into life. Hallelujah. And this is what we are called to do, brethren. To awake into life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you eat this bread, it is spiritual edification that causes a growth in the inner man. It is spiritual edification that brings about a renewal in the consciousness of the Son of God in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ says, those that have eaten this bread will live on account of me. That means as they walk on the street, is the Lord walking. Hallelujah. Only the Lord has life. Hallelujah. Only the Lord has life. And only those who find themselves in the Lord can be partakers of the divine life of God. Praise God, he will raise you up. And you know, when you come out from the grave, you will know the meaning of the terms when he says, I am the life. I am the resurrection. I am the life. Praise God. Besides me, there is no other. You see that we are all getting a clue of what the Lord is saying. Praise God. He's transporting his people from the realm of the dead into life. That is what resurrection is all about. It's the resurrection of you. It's the awakening of you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The hour is coming, and now is when those who are in their graves will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they shall what?
Right.
Arise. Can you hear the voice? The voice will only testify of the Christ in you. Hallelujah. Amen. Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that you are? As you hear these things, if you can get the right answer, flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father who's in heaven. And the Father is waking his Son, awakening his Son's back into life. Praise God. Praise God. These are the things to meditate on day and night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To rediscover yourself in your glory. To rediscover yourself in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Recognize this message. This is the good tidings. Hallelujah. Yay! believe in it and walk in it. Change your confession. Walk in this reality. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is written that also that they were to eat bread without leaven, unleavened bread. Amen. Now we have shared these things in the past. Unleavened bread speaks about truth. Amen. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees. The scribe and the Pharisee is the natural man who cannot understand the things of God. Amen.
Amen.
Beware of the doctrine of men. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. These are the lies that subject you to mortality. These are the lies that subject you to a life separate from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when he says eat bread without leaven, he's speaking about eating the truth. Amen.
Amen.
You know, in symbols, the Passover is seen in the message of Lot. You know that? When Lot invited the angels into his house, the Bible says that Lot made bread without leaven and served the angels. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And at midnight, when it was dawning, the angels took Lot by the hand and led him out of the city and told him to flee to the high mountains. Praise God. You can see the same pattern of resurrection. Amen. You can see the same pattern of deliverance. Hallelujah. You shall know the truth. Unleavened bread represents truth. Truth. Amen.
Amen.
And truth is none other than the Christ in you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the only way to be set free from the fear of death and the horrors of life as a human being. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we will remind ourselves about these things daily, that we are spirit. Amen. That we are one spirit with God. Amen. We will grow in this knowledge, edify one another in this knowledge. Amen.
Amen.
We remind ourselves of this knowledge. Praise God. When we fall down, we will pick each other up and say, let's move on back into this, in this way that the Lord has consecrated for us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important we understand these things. Amen.
Amen.
So when the Lord delivered the Israelites from Egypt, if you study the song of Moses, Moses was saying that God has delivered them from Israel, from Egypt, to take them to Mount Zion and to plant them upon what? Mount Zion. You know, we've discussed Mount Zion several times. It is the mountain of God. It's God's what? Holy mountain. It is where you have the new Jerusalem. Amen. It's where you have the new heavens and the new earth. Praise God. It is God's realm. It's the place of the living. Turn quickly in the book of Revelations. We've seen this thing before, but we're going to see it again. The book of Revelations. The lamp of God. Those of you that are eating the lamp and drinking the blood, let's see what the lamp does for us. Revelation 14. I'm going to start from verse 1. And I looked, and lo, behold the what?
A lamp.
That's the same Passover lamp, eh? The resurrected lamp. Praise God.
Yes.
On what? Mount Zion. And with him 144,000, having the Father's name on their forehead. Now let's pause there. Now can you look up here? Amen.
Amen.
You can see what resurrection is all about. Amen.
Amen.
If you go further, it says that they have been redeemed from among men. Meaning that they are no longer men. You know, the Son of God is not a man. The Bible says God is not a man that he can lie. He says that you are God, you are children of the Most High, but you shall die like
men.
So you can see that the sons of God are not men. Sons of God are not
men.
They're not carnal. They're not terrestrial. They're heavenly beings. Praise God. The Bible says this 144,000 have been redeemed from the earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And who redeemed them from the earth? The lamp of God. That is the purpose of the Passover. To pass you over from the realm of man to that of God. And these ones that are awoken have the name of the Father. They have the identity of God. Do you know that you have the name of the Father inscribed upon your foreheads? Do you know that?
Yes.
Can you look up? Answer this question. Answer. Do you know that you have the Father's name written on you?
Yes.
Yes.
Some people are just doing this. Well, we can see. This is your passport to heaven. Do you hear me? This is your what?
Passport to heaven.
You know, in this human life, when you go to the border, they will say, "Show me your particulars." Hallelujah. You know the song? I heard it the other day, you know, that I was laughing. Amen. Praise God. Show me your passport. Praise God. And of course, if your passport is green, I don't think it's very attractive. Praise God. But like our own grade, they give us free entrance anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, when you have your passport and you come into the gates of heaven, to the gates of heaven, and the angel there opens your passport to do control. You know, all these things you see in this world are parables.
Yes.
They are parables of the things of God. And the immigration at heaven will say, what are you? Can I show me your passport? Can I see you? Who are you? Identify yourself. And you bring out your passport and, you know, a green passport, and you say, Trevor Egaga, Pastor Trevor Egaga, okay? And you are so happy, and so you feel like, yes, I had a church, after all, everything's okay. And you give it to them. Well, I gave all my money to the poor. I was very generous in the world. I definitely have a place, a mansion in heaven. So you give them the passport, and they look at it, and they say, Trevor Egaga. And the angel will now call the father somewhere. Do you know one man called Trevor? The father said, I don't remember such thing. Such a thing, sir, not even name. Praise God. And there's no need to complete it. You know, I'll find my way back to where I'm coming from. Praise God. In likewise manner, you cannot enter God's realm as a man with your identity. You have to change it to that of God. That's why they have the Father's name on their head. He says, I will give you a new name. Without that name, you cannot enter into God's heaven kingdom. We have to walk in newness of life. It means forgetting the old things, what we thought we are, abandoning it. That is what the cross is all about. When he says, pick up your cross, it means that I am dead. It's no longer Trevor. It's no longer that person. All that one is vanity, is dead, is gone forever. Praise God. It's now Christ, the Son of God, that lives in me. Amen.
Amen.
It's something that we have to exercise ourselves in. Even if you fall down a thousand times, stand up, confess it. Don't be discouraged. Amen. If you talk of discouragement, I will not be here preaching today. Amen. You know, I know the trick of the devil. When I used to get, I used to be very hot tempered, and when I get angry, if I charge, people don't know what. You don't know what they call anger. Amen. When I got angry one time at an airport, the whole operation everywhere stopped there. All the counters, the mask, everywhere stopped quiet. When I lost my temper some years ago. There was a silence. Wow! They had to go. I said, what? Amen. And when that kind of anger came in the past for me, what happened is that, and for the next how many months, I'm out of fellowship. Because I felt, the devil would say, hey, see, I told you that it's no good. Just come back to us. We're one. Hallelujah. And I'm off forever, for a long time, amen. But these are the tricks of the devil. When you fall down, you make a mistake, stand again. confess your sin. Just like a child that is learning to walk, when he falls down, do you tell the child, well, this is not my child? No. You still encourage him to walk. And let me tell you, God is very patient. Amen. Amen. It's because of his mercy that we are not consumed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we see where the lamp of God is taking us to what? Mount
Zion.
A city of the living
God.
Not a dead God. Amen. Not a local. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, there are many, many names. The living God, the real God. Praise God. We are gathered there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? This is what the Passover is all about. And it's today. It's something that is forever, continuous. You continue eating that lamb. Amen. Continue remembering the blood that is, you are covered by the blood of Jesus. Whenever the devil comes to you and says, I got you, tell him, man, I'm covered. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. He's what they call the accuser
of brethren.
He's the one that is telling that you are naked. You know what it means to be naked? You are inglorious. You are unworthy of God. Amen. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Your testimony that I am Christ, the Son of the living God. You have to confess it and enter into life with this new word that the Lord is putting in your mouth. But how will you know this if you do not eat the lamb, the flesh? You have to eat meat. You have to grow from being babies. Amen. If you are still clapping and looking at someone in the sky with long hair, you are still a baby. Amen. Praise God, you have not understood the mystery of the faith. He wants you to grow in him, to awaken him. He wants you to know that the way he is the way you are. Amen.
Amen.
That is what he came to do, to set you free from the illusion that you are anything apart from what he is. So you must accept this thing with gratitude and confess it. But how will you know this thing if you don't eat the meat? You must fellowship. Deep fellowship. Amen.
Amen.
We come here on Sunday only 2 hours. 2 hours. Only 2 hours a week. And it's still tough for some of us. These 2 hours a week, we are supposed to use it to have eat this meat. Eat meat, not to come and play tete here. You know me of tete? You know? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And they say Holy Spirit moved there today. And we move out, man. You need to see God move for that place in my life. Amen. If you're not hearing something that is making you grow in faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God who gave his life for you, it's all in vain. Activities and all those things cannot give you life. It cannot give you life. Hallelujah. Praise God. People are arising to this message all over. Amen. All Italians, people are hearing this message and they are coming, and it's becoming exciting. Hallelujah. The word of God will be heeded to. People will hear it. It cannot be bound. Praise God. God has his way of distributing his word, and nothing can hinder the flow of the Spirit of God. This is the day of the latter rain, and the rain is falling. Praise God. And people have been awakening to life today. Praise God. So let us hear what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. Can we stand up? The Passover lamb has been slain. This is the Lord's Passover. We are passing over from the life of man into the life of the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know, God is showing us a new passageway. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to pass through valleys, through mountains, and we are coming to that place they call, we are standing today in that place they call what? Mount Zion. And immovable throughout all eternity. The gathering of the saints. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The gathering. The Bible says they shall come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, from all over. To that gospel to walk in the name of the Lord. Praise God. They shall no more make war. They shall beat all their swords into plowshares. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the people shall no longer make war. Because they are one in God. They are all united in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Strengthen your people, oh Father, in the inner man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let them grow and be strengthened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We wipe out every spirit of lukewarmness.
Amen.
In the midst of your people. Let the zeal burn.
Amen.
A people shall praise the Lord.
Amen.
A generation shall declare His name in the midst of the earth.
Amen.
And we are that one.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, because your hand is upon your people.
Amen.
And they pass over from death to life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. As we, this morning, when we were worshiping with the brother Jolie, what the Lord just showed to me, it should be, you know, the morning when there's this spring period, when you wake in the morning, you see something like rain, dew. And that was the first thing the Lord showed me. Then He showed me the leaf, you know, this purple leaf. You know, with the green leaves, with this wet dew of water on top of the green leaves of this purple. That was what the Lord showed me. The second vision was, as we pray now, I saw those little insect that looks like angels. Small insect, what the name that they have?
Ladybird,
exactly, with those transparent wings. Oh, that was what the Lord showed me as we were praying now. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know this vision that my wife sees, praise God.
Amen.
I'm not promoting her. Amen. Because if she go get of heaven, they're not gonna find her name. Hallelujah. Amen. They are from the Lord. You know what God is doing is confirming His words. Hallelujah. The Bible says word shall come like the dew upon the mown grass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you see those transparent angels, it's the gathering. Amen. Of His people. Hallelujah. They flock together. Praise God. A people that are God has given them wings to fly. Do you know we are flying with the message?
Yeah.
We fly in heavenly places. The Bible spoke about, in the book of Revelation, an angel flying, preaching the everlasting gospel. Do you know we are the ones flying? And we are preaching to the people on the earth to repent and return back to God. God has given us wings to fly.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We fly with the message in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
It's wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.